Yes, I want to discuss with you the Dinim of Taruvos of Yavesh B'Yavesh, and Taruvos of Yavesh B'Yavesh is actually going to be relevant for a interesting shayla in Hilchos Pesach that Rabbi Sabalowski got a number of years ago. So let's get into it. It says in Shulchan Aruch that a chatur shen rulis kaved is going to be bato by min b'mino by Yavesh B'Yavesh. It's bato chad v'trei, right? That's the din. It's bato. Chad betray, and you're allowed to eat and other mechlik eat everything, but yesh mishonser to eit everything, even bizachar zeh. That's mechlik between the Rush and the Rashba that we'll talk about. Now, the Torah quotes that the Sefer HaTruma tainos that there is fundamentally there should be no reason to distinguish by yavish biyavish between min bimino min b'sheinomino, right? Lahora min bimino and yavish biyavish, right? You should all be batal. You have one item, one piece of meat, right? And there's going to be a kosher piece of meat, and then there's going to be, let's say, it's chad betray batal. You have one piece of treif meat and two pieces of kosher, let's say, right? And you can't tell the difference. It's all cut up into thin pieces, you can't tell the difference. So the pashtus is that it should be batul chabitrei. It should be batul chabitrei also in the case of itzmin b'sheinomino. It's also meres. I don't remember which is the kosher turkey. Is the turkey kosher? Is the beef kosher? It gets all mixed up. So even by min b'sheinomino. The only thing is that the Torah quotes that lahalacha we pass in that by min b'sheinomino or matzrich shishim. And the reason why we're matzrich shishim is because there's a concern that maybe you'll cook everything together. And if you'll cook everything together, and since Tom Kicker is Daraisa, so therefore it's going to require shishim because of the Tom Kicker. And that's basically the way the Torah and the Beis Yosef comment based on this idea of the Sefer HaTruma. Now, it happens if you look at the Rambam practice above Halacha Daled. The Rambam writes in his opinion, you have chelav hakloyes and chelav ha'awiyah, and it all gets mixed together. It's nimuach. It's going to be batal. It's going to be batal. Min ha'tayra, it's batal chad b'tray. Midivrei seifrim, you need shishim. Ad sheyova, ad sheyeyove, davar ha'oser me'otze mi'uto. Lo yeh davar chashuv. So you get an impression from the Rambam that there's a din d'rabbanan that you always need shishim by a taruvus of yavish biyavish. This idea that we say chad b'tray is going to be batal is not really accepted only by the Rambam. So what's the pshat? So the prima godim tainas and the psicha that this is because the Rambam's l'shitaso, meaning since according to the Rambam, Tam Keker is not d'oraisa, so therefore there is no reason to distinguish between min b'mino and min b'sheinomino. The whole cheshbon of the Sefer HaTruma to distinguish is because by min b'sheinomino there's the possibility of coming lidei in Issa D'oraisa of Tam Keker, but for the Rambam it's never going to happen anyway, so therefore there's no difference between min b'mino and min b'sheinomino. That's what emerges from the Rambam's presentation. Now, when I talk about the bit of Yavesh, that's going to be bottle chad b'tray, like we spoke about. So the poskim have a bit of a discussion. What does it mean? Does it mean that you really need chad b'tray or not? So the shach in Os Vav, chad b'tray bottle. So the shach kelaimar, it's batal b'rayv, right? So the prima godim picks up in the kolomar. Kolomar means it's not pashut pshat. A pashut pshat would be that it's batal chad b'tray. Kelaimar zok the shach, that's really batal b'rayv. Now it's worth noting that the prima godim points out that there are those who assume, he quotes the Milchus Yaakov, that midrabbanon you need kefal, even though min ha'tayra it's batal b'rayv. All you need is Raif Heter, that the Heter is larger than the Iser. But Midrabanan, you need Kefal, you need Chad B'tray. Right? That's the way the Prima Godim quotes from the Minchas Yaakov. And then he quotes that the Maharsho says that even Min HaTayva, you need Kefal. And that's already a difficult cheetah that been a Torah in the Kefal. The Yoyin Mehersha asks Bam Kasha. The whole source of Bittul is Reb Chaim has us in the stencils, is based on the idea that when you have a Sanhedrin of Chof Gimel, so you have 12 are Mechayiv, one is, or 11 are Mezakeh, so the din is that you'll follow Reif. No? And that's a din of Bittul Yavish B'Yavish. So I see from that din, Zakhtar B'Chaim, there's two dinim. I see from there, we'll talk about this a little more in detail, but I see from there that one din is called Azalina Basaruba. Azalina Basaruba means if I don't know what to do, so I will fear ice, I'll act in accordance with what the Rav is. That's Azalina Basaruba. There's another din that I learned from there called Bittul B'Rav. Bittul B'Rav, the pshat is that the miyot is command alessa, is also meres. If it were just be Azalina Basaruba, so I would say theoretically that I have 12 dayanim who gave a psak. Well, hey, dude, I can't have 12 dayanim who give a psak. I need 23 dayanim who give a psak. So teretz is Zokta Chaim. I learn from what's it called? I learn from the Beis Din both the Azalin and the Basaruba and the fact that there is Bittul B'Rav. That's the Chaora, what I see from that din. But the Gemara Mishnah asks, he says, how can you ever suggest that you mamish need kefil? And how can you suggest you need kefil? The Maisa, the whole source, is from the Sanhedrin. You don't have kefil by the Sanhedrin. That's the Goyin Mashal's Kasha. Now, if we're saying, like the Prima Godim quotes in Mitzvah Yaakov, that Min HaTorah you don't need kefil, the Din's Rabbonon is that you need kefil, so there's no Kasha from the Dayanim, that they decided not to institute the Din's Rabbonon by a Beis Din. Okay? The requirement of kefil is a Din's Rabbonon. They didn't institute Din's Rabbonon by a Beis Din. But if you hold this Din D'oraisa, so like the Maharsha is quoted in the Prima Godim, so it's hard to understand how we square this with the Inyan of Beis Din.
Could
So,
be, it could be. There are other makoros potentially, no? I think we saw that Aruch HaShulchan maybe brings a different makor for the idea of Bizzle
what's the Makar agreements?
Brill.
Bits of bread by Yavish And the point is, by Rav, I could say maybe it's just in the Achrei Rabbah Mahatos. It's a pasuk. But if I assume that it's more than Ahurabhatus to be a din of Azalin and Basaruba, that I fear ice, I act like the Rav. But to assume that there's Bittul, that it loses its identity somehow, that probably is based on the Inyan of Sanhedrin, but then how can I have Kefal? So if we're saying like the Minchas Yaakov, the Kefal is din Rabbanan, then it's all okay. If you hold this Din D'oraisa, like the Maharsha, so how do you learn? So Rav Shechter told me years ago that I should look in. Rav Yosef Engel has a sefer called the Beis HaOtzer. He's trying to go through the Aleph Beis. I think he got through the letter Beis. So in the Beis HaOtzer, in the letter Beis, and under the section of Bittul, so he quotes that there are Midrashei Halacha. There's a Tanfei Eliyahu. There's a Sifrei who learn that Yitaka need a Beis of 30. A Beis Din of 23 is not sufficient. If I have a Beis Din of 30, the pshat is I have 10 who are Mechayiv, 20 are Mezakeh. Right? So then I can really have this idea of, I can really have this idea of what's it called? I can have this idea of that you need a Kefil HaInyan. That's what comes out. Now, and it's a sifrei on the pasuk, but our avlo love. That's where the sifrei is. Now, when they get into the Shach, I have a tiny bit of a suffix how to understand the Shach. Shach and Osvav says, Chad betray bato kaloi mar b'roiv, based on Achri Rabim Lahatos, ba'afilu lekarov elo b'hanach trei shem katana meha. Even if you have roiv only with the two that are smaller, right? Meaning to say, let's say in theory I have one big piece and two small pieces, right? So the shachtein is that that's going to be okay. But there are two possibilities as to how to understand the shach. You could say that the shach is talking about roiv minyan alone. Roiv minyan means how many chances do I have? I have three chances. One, two, three. Two of the chances are mutter. One chance is aser, bottle. Even though the two chances that are mutter in the aggregate are going to be smaller than the one chance that's aser, right? Still bottle. Right? That's one way of running the shach. The other way of running the shach is that no, the two pieces are larger than the third piece. So once I have that cheshbon, the two pieces together are larger than the third piece. So then for sure it's going to be bottle. The Chazon Ish is a champion of the idea that we follow Roiv Minyan and not Roiv Binyan. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Chazon Ish is Siman Lamed Zayin Oschav. We follow Roiv Minyan. The Pashtus is that the Chazon Ish is saying that although there is a din of transformation by Bittul, right? If I have a taruvus of lach balach, so I'm going to say that the whole thing becomes transformed and all becomes mutter. By yavish be yavish, the reason why it's mutter is because I cheshben out how many possibilities I have. And if two possibilities are mutter, it's going to be mutter, even though it could be that there is more iser substance than there is mutter substance. L'cha'ora, that would mean that the Chazon Ish is saying that when it comes to bar bittul of lach b'lach, we'll use the category of bittul b'roiv. But by the category of yavesh b'yavesh, I'll employ the idea of azlina b'seruba, not bittul b'roiv. No? If you hold of Rove Minyan, not Rove Binyan, and it still is going to be mutter, so it can't be, it's not reasonable to assume that Mamish loses its identity. Bittul, in the sense of losing its identity, doesn't make sense if it's just like a guessing game, if it's a probability. If I have a taruvus of lach balach, where everything is mamish nisarev, so then I could say it loses its identity. By yavish b'yavish, the pashtus is it doesn't lose its identity. Now I understand that this, of course, is relevant to the machlokas between the Rashba and the Rush that we'll talk about. But the idea that Chazon Ish is developing clearly seems like it is based on azlinon b'seruba. Now, the Rashba famously says, I'm allowed to eat all three pieces, no? So, how could that be? How could I eat all three pieces? That sounds like it's a din of excuse me. But the Machlokes is whether I'm allowed to eat all three pieces together or not. If you hold that it's really a din of bittul, so you should be able to eat all three pieces. If you hold it's a din of bittul, so then the pashtus is you need that that you have rove binyan, not just rove minyan. Those who say you can't eat all three pieces, why not? So the Taz has a lashon, hechmiru shlo yochal. Shloshtan ke'echad. What does that mean, hechmiru? That means it's a din d'rabbanan. Rambam Gadamon Taz points out The min ha-Torah, the Rashba's moda that you're allowed to eat everything bevas achas. Teda, that by lach belach, min b'minay, you're allowed to eat the whole thing together, because min ha-Torah it's going to be bottled. So the Prima Gonim was saying that, of course, min ha-Torah loses its identity. And my raya that loses its identity is from Teres of Lach Balach. So therefore, even by Yavish B'Yavish, where according to the Rashba, it doesn't lose its identity, right? That means it doesn't lose its identity midrabanan. Min ha-Torah loses its identity. So the Prima Gadim is proving from Taruvas of Lach Balach, he's proving something to Taruvas of Yavish B'Yavish. The Chazon Ish is going to say that no, Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish are operating in totally different ways. That Yavish B'Yavish is operating based on Azalin and Basaruba. And then I could say Rov Minyan suffices. But by Lach Balach, I need Mamish Bittul B'Rov. The question is, when you have an Azalin and Basaruba, question is, when you have an Azalin and Basaruba, does that enable you to eat everything or not? Can I say on each piece, as long as the basaruba, right? And then maybe there's a difference in eating bevas achas or not eating it bevas achas. So there is a Tosfos Rid in Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph, and the Tosfos Rid says that even min ha-Torah, you are not allowed to eat all three pieces together. That's the Tosfos Rid. Rabbi Simon always quotes that you have to give a chabura. You look in the Tosfos Rid. He'll always say something interesting. Rabbi Chanan quotes his Tosfos Rid in the Kovat Shiurim, Baba Basra Lamed Aleph. So Tosfos Rid is saying that by Lach B'Lach, you're allowed to eat everything together, even min ha-Torah. Let's say in the Tosfos says that min ha-Torah, by Yavish B'Yavish, you can't eat everything together. Right? That means on the fundamental level that Yavish B'Yavish is a different in the Bittul and Lach B'Lach. By Lach B'Lach, it's, of course, I'm eating some of the Isser. There are particles of Isser that gets mixed in. Everything is diffused. About the Shas of Katan Gimel. Shas of Katan Gimel picks up on the Rambam. Rambam says that Davar Yavesh means it's not Nivlal, and the Isser is Omeid Bifnei Atzmo. That's the way that's the Lashon of the Rambam. Now, it's worth noting that the Beis Yosef's Lashon is that it's Nimoach V'Nispashet, right, as opposed to Nivlal. And the Nafka Mina between Nivlal and Nimoach V'Nispashet is what the Shach speaks about. He quotes in the Bach that Kemach b'Kemach is considered Lach B'Lach. If you follow the Beis Yosef's Lashon, that's only Lach B'Lach. If it's Nimoach and Mispashet, then Kemach b'Kemach can't be Lach B'Lach. Now the Shach quotes this Bach, and he says, most agree with the Bach, but I have a Tosfos in Perek Ha'aral, Tosfos in Yevamos, who says that Kemach b'Kemach is considered Yavish b'Yavish, not Lach B'Lach. Right, so it's a machlokas, but the kemach b'kemach zach b'lach yavesh b'yavesh. It could depend on the lashon of how I define them, whether it's based on nis'arev, or it's based on nis'pashet v'nimuach, etc. The Megillah Sefer argues that when the Shach is coming from the Tosin Yevamis is speaking about a different din. You see, we know that the sheet of the Tanya Rebbe Yehuda is that min b'minay is not going to be bottled. V'lokach midam hapar midam ha'sa'ir on Yom HaKippurim. Everybody knows that a par is much larger than a sa'ir. How can you do a zrika from dam hapar and dam ha'sa'ir? So one opinion, the Gemara Menachos Chaf Beis, is because olanei mevatlan ze'aseh. The other opinion is it's going to be min b'mino, and min b'mino is not bottled. But Rabbi Yehuda says min b'minay is not bottled. V'chore, that's only true by lach b'lach. But when it comes to a davar that's yavesh, then Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have his makor from dam apar and dam asoyer. Meaning to say that when I talk about lach b'lach versus yavesh b'yavesh, it could be that in different areas of halacha, there are distinctions. That when it comes to when it comes to Reb Yehuda, so then I'll say kemach b'kemach is considered a lach b'lach. When it comes to Reb Yehuda, excuse me, kemach b'kemach is called yavish b'yavish because it's not dumi d'ma par. But maybe in like Hilchos Chametz, kemach b'kemach is considered lach b'lach, perhaps. Why is this relevant? So this is relevant. A few years ago, Rabbi Sabolsky got a shadow that Erev Pesach after Chatzais, a woman calls him, and the woman is baking a cake, and she had a few boxes of matzah meal, and she mixes them together to make the cake, and it turns out that one of the boxes of matzah meal that she uses is a non for Passover use matzah meal. Oh boy. So what happens over here? So I have to figure out, is it lach b'lach yavish b'yavish? If kemach b'kemach is a din of yavish b'yavish, I'll say it's batel chad b'tray. Right? If it's a din lach b'lach, you need shishim. Now, we paskin that by yavish b'yavish, it's going to be chozer v'neyar in Pesach. Lach b'lach is not going to be chozer v'neyar in Pesach. Right? Now, let's plug all this together. Let's plug this together. According to the opinion in Taisvis that kemach b'kemach is lach b'lach, so then it could be that what you have to figure out how much is there. Is it going to be but it's min b'minai, but still it's going to be lach b'lach. You should need shishim. If it's yavish b'yavish, it could be it's going to be batel. But then they have to say it's closer to neir. Right? So it creates a problem. So the thing is, it's Erev Pesach after Chatzos, which means that we have machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi and Kuf Beis about whether the Chumrah of Chametz is because it's a Dovah Shishlo Matirin, there's Chumrah of Chametz because there is Chumrah of Chametz. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, there's no Chumrah of Chametz, you're not Chayiv Karis yet, no? So that's a Tzad L'Hakel. Another Tzad L'Hakel is that 1 second. It's not for Passover use matzah meal. Not for Passover use matzah meal. Shh, don't tell anyone. It's probably kosher on Pesach. It's just they don't have extra supervision. It's probably so that's the answer. In other words, the Etzem might have a few Sferas L'Hakel. It could be that it is Yavish B'Yavish. And therefore, just bottle now. Are you on the taina that's going to be chozer v'neir? Well, maybe the chumrah chametz doesn't apply yet. Even in Tzimtzum Aleinu, it's lach b'lach. So we could say we have a kula in this case because maybe the chumrah chametz doesn't apply yet. So again, these are some of the dinim of kuf tes that are actually relevant l'maisa because people who bake cakes. And if you keep gebraks, by the way, you don't tell the gebraks so you never had the shaila. Potato starch is like going to be crushed in Pesach whole year. Okay.
Didn't we say that?